Everyone needs a business strategy coach. Within your business, it's difficult to self-assess to find areas of deficiency that need development. That's why you need a business strategy coach. Bloggers, speakers, and service-based entrepreneurs often delay acquiring a business coach. They think a professional coach is for well-established brands with large teams. Deep down, they think their business isn't developed enough to warrant a professional coach. The truth is, everyone needs a coach. When I was competing in an international speech competition, I hired a personal coach. I knew I needed someone to help me see the strengths and weaknesses of my speech. It paid off. I became district champion in 2015. Not all coaches are alike. Find a coach that fits your goals. Some of my colleagues and friends specialize in one area of coaching. Here are a few examples. Jill Wright is a money coach. She helps people uncover limiting beliefs that keep them from achieving financial goals. Tara Wright, no relation to Jill, is a health coach. She's Health Coach Tara. She's helped hundreds of thousands of people get started with their keto lifestyle. Dr. Fred Jones is a book publishing strategist. He helps people write and publish their worth and become best-selling authors. These coaches have specific expertise and have become the go-to person in their niche. The role of a coach. Sometimes there's a misunderstanding about coaches and their roles. How does someone benefit from hiring a coach? First, a coach is not your project manager, virtual assistant, research analyst. A coach, however, can help reveal the gap and simplify the complicated. Provide a developed plan. Add accountability to reach new milestones. 7 ways a coach can help you succeed. Number 1, provides an objective perspective. Sometimes we can't find the gaps in our work. We're too intricately connected to see objectively. A coach will help you see the blind spots and bridge the gap. Number 2, suggest helpful strategies. A coach has gone further than you and has experienced losses and gains. Their valuable input includes skills, training, and experience. You will save months, even years of pitfalls by hiring a coach. Number 3, keep you accountable. You can't fool an experienced coach. Honest communication will help you grow. Uncovering obstacles is often addressing internal conflict rather than external tactics. Number 4, assess weaknesses and strengths. A coach will ask questions to understand your strengths and weaknesses. Know your sweet spot and understanding your strengths. This will allow you to focus on what you do best and redirect or delegate other areas of your business. Help you break comfort zone barriers. Opportunities often outweigh our present skill sets. A coach can help you see a means toward growth and success. The monetary discomfort could win you dramatic results. Become your trusted ally. A coach is someone you can trust because they have no hidden agenda. They succeed when you succeed. Their guidance will help you stay focused on needle-moving activity. Number 7, recognize and celebrate your progress. Working from home can lead you into isolation. We all need recognition, accolades, and someone who believes in us. A coach can help you celebrate milestones and progress. 7 signs you need a business strategy coach. Number 1, disappointments are affecting your confidence. Number 2, you're procrastinating because you fear failure. Number 3, you feel stuck with no plan of execution. Number 4, you're in the same place you were last year. Number 5, you don't know how to leverage your content. Number 6, your efforts are not getting you anywhere. Number 7, you're overwhelmed and you need help. A coach can help you discover how to level the online playing field. It's not too late. You can discover how to start over without being tethered to the past. Here are 3 ways to secure a coach. Hire a personal coach. Largest investment, but one-on-one coaching is most effective. Register for a group coaching program. mid-range investment that has a fixed length of time with periodic engagement. Join a mastermind, mid to high investment, depending on the frequency and length of the program. Yes, we need to invest in ourselves. Why? There's plenty of free content online. It takes a higher level of commitment to grow an online business. If there's no skin in the game, many will not do the work needed to scale. No financial investment leads to half-hearted commitments. I've invested in personal coaches, group programs, and mastermind memberships. People like Michael Hyatt, Mike Kim, Ray Edwards, Jonathan Milliken, and other influencers still impact my life and business. We can't succeed without the wisdom of others who have gone before us. Interacting and learning from leaders gives us the winning edge. An opportunity to secure a business strategy coach and enjoy community. If you want to kick some virtual dust, check out Pacesetter's List Building Mastermind. Your email list is owned and controlled by you. It's your greatest asset and a foundational step to business growth. Grow your email list with a clear strategy, persuasive copywriting, and an implementation plan that will help you achieve your goals. Click here for more information and stop struggling alone. Stay resilient. Marissa Shadrick, digital strategist and certified copywriter.